इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
वेलकम टू मेड इन इंडिया, अ न्यू सीजन हियर एट इतिहास। वी टॉक अबाउट स्टोरीज ऑफ ऑल दोज हु हैव बीन मेकिंग इन इंडिया फॉर इयर्स टुगेदर। व्हाइल डूइंग दिस वी अनडाउटेडली रियलाइज वन थिंग, एंड दैट इज हाउ मच इट इज टू डिस्कस, सिंपली बिकॉज ऑल दीज फोर रनर्स ऑफ मेक इन इंडिया हैव डन सो मच। वेयर टू बिगिन is often the question here. Today, we are unfolding some interesting bits of one such story where so much is already written, told, discussed everywhere, from classrooms of B schools to boardrooms of corporates to living rooms of our houses. So I tried doing one thing. I told the name of today's Made in India story and told them to say the first thing that comes to their mind when they hear this name. And this is what we got.
Funny billboards.
I remember their witty ads, very relevant to some contemporary issue.
Amul doodh peeta hai India.
The Amul girl, I guess.
And one of the enthusiastic folks actually went on to say,
Mero gaon ka thawadi jahan doodh ki nadiya bahe, jahan koyal kuku bole, mero gaon aangan aana bhulo na.
That's right, Amul undoubtedly is one of the most known and most successful brands of India and has an amazing history. We all know of Amul girl in a polka dotted dress making witty comments on topical issues. Did you know that she was inspired from a Polson butter girl, the chief competitor of Amul? But this little girl is much more than just cute and conventionally girly. She has opinions. She has a voice. She represents the voice of India through her comments. And she has been doing it for more than 50 years now, whereas the Polson girl remained, well, just a girl on a product. That way, Amul girl has actually been one of the early symbols of gender equality, you can say. So how early is early? Well, she was created in 1966. But the amazing Amul story started even earlier, cut to 72 years ago. Anand is a small town in Gujarat. The farmers there were furious and unsatisfied with a locally owned dairy in Anand. Why? Because the dairy engaged in unfair and manipulative trade practices. These middlemen acquired milk from these farmers at low rates and sold it to the Bombay government. So our bunch of furious farmers decided to stop being just furious and take an action. They approached the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. He advised them to form their own cooperative. This cooperative would get procurement, processing and marketing under their control. And this is how Kaira District Cooperative Milk Producers Union was formally registered on December 14, 1946. This union began with just two village dairy cooperative societies and 247 liters of milk. Shortly afterwards, a life-changing thing happened. Dr. Varghese Kurien came to Anand in 1949 as a government employee. He took over the responsibility of managing Amul. He was a man with a simple vision, that to help thousands of farmers with centralized marketing and quality control mechanism. In the next few years, Dr. Kurien literally led a wide revolution and came to be eventually known as the Milkman of India. From a country that was not self-sufficient in milk, to becoming one of the largest milk producers of the world, Amul has helped India in huge way. So what clicked in Amul's case? As told by Dr. Kurien himself, and from many analysis over the years, we can say that four important factors were responsible for this. First is that the farmers owned the dairy. Secondly, elected representatives managed the village society and district union. Then, professionals were brought in to operate the dairy and manage its business, and their cooperatives were sensitive to the needs of the farmers and responsive to their demands, which ensured that this business model is sustainable. Because ultimately, your model has to be sustainable to ensure that you survive in the industry for a long time. Amul is also an interesting case study in branding. Amul was not an urban, polished, sophisticated thing. It started in rural districts of Gujarat and was really a rural revolution. Branding turned the way people would otherwise perceive a rural revolution. It became a very popular product, crossing over the urban-rural divide. It also gave the farmers' cooperative ability to adapt to this competitive market. Our beloved Amul girl has undoubtedly had a role to play in this. She was not a village belle, nor was she too foreign. She appealed to the common Indian man. But what probably made Amul to cross the urban-rural divide were those legendary comments, witty and talking about the issues that nation is facing. Sylvester Dacuna is credited with creating this ad campaign for Amul. Today, Rahul Dacuna, Sylvester's son, has been managing the legacy very well. So when you start thinking about it, you realize that Amul Girl is the only brand ambassador that Amul has had for so long. She represents the time when many popular brands did have mascots, like the Maharaja of Air India. But many of them were either changed or replaced, obviously, by celebrities. Amul Girl has not changed her position. Probably because every superstar has an age. As their popularity decreases, they become irrelevant to the masses. But because Amul Girl talks about issues close to people's hearts, she stays relevant. Interestingly, branding experts had also advised Dr. Kurien to finalize some fancy-sounding name for the dairy. He disagreed and finalized Amul, a desi-sounding abbreviation of Anand Milk Udyog Limited, but also an abbreviated version of the Sanskrit word Amulya, which means priceless. 1976 saw a Hindi feature film made in India, which was based on the story of Amul and the white revolution it led. The movie is Manthan, directed by Shyam Benegal, that depicts the struggle in this whole story. But the most heartwarming thing about Manthan is something else. If you look closely, you realize that this movie is not presented by some regular production house. It is presented by 5 lakh farmers. Yes, these farmers gave a rupee or two as their contribution to make this film because it was their story. And when it released, they went to the theaters in truckloads to watch their own story on the silver screen. Amul products today exemplify diversity, which is intrinsic to India. The range of products include milk, milk powder, butter, ghee, cheese, dahi, yogurt, buttermilk, chocolate, ice cream, cream. Then you have regional favorites like Shrikhand, Paneer, Basundi, Gulab Jamuns, or even flavored milk. Amul has made its presence known in more than 60 countries around the world. Amul reaches 1 million retailers through a network of 10,000 dealers, and in India itself, it has 7,200 exclusive parlors. It has therefore become the largest producer of milk and milk products in India, and also one of the largest indigenous food brands. You know, business circles are full of stories suggesting that Western multinational corporations who manufacture milk products want to enter and stabilize into Indian market. But it looks very, very tough with Amul already being at par with them, both in quality as well as diversity of their products. Isn't that an ultimate goal every Make in India initiative wants to achieve?